You're listening to Day 5 of the Energy Blocks Retreat. Hi, and welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you found some time to join us today. So why don't you come on inside, get comfortable, and we're going to start with some fireside talk. I wanted to start today off with a story of my own energetic block. So this is something that happened to me fairly recently, and I thought I would share it with you as an example of what is possible. So this all started before the pandemic, but certainly came to fruition during the pandemic. I work in a leadership role in human resources for an organization, and we've been undergoing a lot of change recently in terms of the human resources management portfolio. And that was driven by just the natural evolution of human resources these days in Canada. A lot of legislative changes happening and all for the greater good. But of course, as anybody knows, when there is legislative changes or any kind of changes, that comes with a lot of work. And so there was a lot of changes externally and then a lot of changes internally in terms of trying to reinvent how my team was giving services internally to our clients. And so overall, there was just a lot of change happening. And I like change. I like trying to figure out how to do things better. And so that all suited me and it was working fine. But I also had a lot of things to fill my resiliency bucket. And if you've never studied the field of resilience, and I have by no means studied it in any way in a lot of depth, but I am aware that resilience is like, if I liken it to a bucket where you have to fill it for you to continue to be resilient. And if, you know, you live through stressful periods, then your bucket gets empty and that's okay as long as you can find ways to fill it back up. And a lot of ways that people fill their resiliency back up is with either contact with friends, doing activities that they love, finding some quiet time. So there's a lot of different ways. And during this period of change that I was living, I was able to tap into all of those things. And I don't need a lot of time away from the family and stuff with friends, but every once in a while, getting out, having a good laugh with a friend, you know, would be enough to fill me up. Or traveling. Traveling is a great one for me. Going out and seeing new places and having a bit of solitude as well. And I love people. I love being around people. And I usually, you know, feed off of the energy of other people, but I also need that quiet time. And so I was able to, during all this period of transition and change and leading groups through this, I was able to pull on those activities to see me through that change. Then came the pandemic. And in Canada, where I live, we definitely had periods of lockdown, which meant there was no traveling for sure, and no physical contact with your friends just for fun. You know, it was really all very purposeful outings, like grocery store, and that was it. You'd return home. And there was not a lot of solitude for me because I have a family, there's people in my house, and although the house is big, there's also a lot of people. And so finding a quiet room to spend any length of time in, not an option. And because I was in human resources, working in human resources, I had to lead or played a part in leading the organization through the transition from working in an office to teleworking. So everybody in my organization teleworked. And so we had to plan that change and help people through that change. So that was happening alongside just having to adapt to leading teams virtually. And I'm sure there are other leaders out there who've experienced this. It is very different. Leading virtually is not the same as leading in person. And if you like to lead through that interaction with other people and feeding off of their energy and you know, reading the room or the body language to see how your messages are being received, that absolutely has to change in a virtual setting. And so I was experiencing still the same amount of change and transition and having to lead people through this and having to support people through this change that was completely new to me as well, having to live through this pandemic with a lot of uncertainty and not a lot of answers and one day at a time kind of scenarios. And at the same time, my ability to fill my resiliency bucket was gone. Couldn't travel, couldn't find alone time, couldn't hang out with friends. And so what I noticed was happening, and I was completely conscious of it at the time, I just wasn't aware of the consequences of it. There was such an amount of information coming in that at some point, somewhere along the way, I started rejecting information. I started putting up like walls of, I can't deal with this information right now, so I'm just going to put it aside. So it's almost like when you have an inbox of emails and all of the emails, like there's just too many emails coming in. And so you start sorting them, right? And you start sorting these emails to be dealt with later. And you just push them to the side and you push them to the side. You're still going to need to deal with them at some point, but at least they're just not in your visual field. And so you don't have to deal with them right now. So that's what I was finding myself doing, is just taking things that were coming at me, information that was coming at me that I didn't need at this exact point in time to be able to deal with the immediate requirements of my job and my life. I was pushing them aside. And it wasn't just work information. It was home information too, right? Things to do with, you know, just having fun, like playing games with the kids or, you know, finding time for creating something and having that kind of fun. It was not an immediate tool that I needed for my immediate needs. And so all of that got pushed aside. And what was happening is, as I was pushing it, I was clearly building some kind of block, not realizing it. Eventually, what I started to notice was that my mind got really foggy and I couldn't focus as well as I used to. I would have meetings at the end of the day and I was pretending to be able to digest the information that was coming at me, but I definitely noticed that it was getting harder. And at that point, I was thinking, okay, well, you know, all the experts say you can't have 7 Zoom meetings in one day. It's not good for you. You have to keep it to maximum of 4 meetings, because any more than that is more than a human can handle. So I was able to sort of explain it away in that pandemic, it's hard. This virtual thing, it like sucks your energy. You're on the screen all day long. It's a killer. And so that was the reasoning that I was using for that fogginess. But it got to a point where I was like, I have to do something about this. This is not good. And I don't enjoy feeling this way. And so I reached out to a friend of mine who is also a Reiki master. And we would often just kind of give each other Reiki. And so I asked her if she could do it. It was a virtual or a distance healing that she was able to give me. So we weren't breaking any pandemic rules. And after she'd done it, she reached out to me and she says, you know what the issue is you have this gigantic concrete block on your crown chakra. And when she said those words, it just made complete sense to me. I was like, of course, like the energy is not flowing through me because of this gigantic block in my crown. And so then, you know, ideally, she would have just gotten rid of it for me and everything would have been great. And the next day I would have been, you know, back to my old self, but it doesn't work that way. And so she said to me, you're going to have to remove it yourself. I tried to remove it. I got told, no, it's on you now. You have to do the work. Fine. So the next day and the day after that, I took time. I sat down and I hadn't been meditating, another big problem, but I started doing it and started taking, you know, maybe 20 minutes each morning to do it. And I mean, let's be honest, it's 20 minutes where I'm sitting there, but it's not 20 minutes in full meditation because I can't sustain 20 minutes of a full, you know, concentration. So the mind wanders and it does what it does, but I would come back to it and I would really focus and try to imagine breaking up that concrete block, you know, vacuuming it up and that kind of thing. That was my method for doing it. And slowly but surely, I could see the concrete block going away and becoming less and less big until there was just a few little crumbs of concrete left on the crown. And it was amazing to feel the difference. Where I once was really foggy minded, I was now thinking more clearly. Not only was I thinking more clearly, I looked at the list of things that I needed to do for work in terms of change and transformation, you know, the lovely to-do list. And I didn't feel that it was daunting anymore. I thought, oh, like I can do this. And not only can I do this and get it done, but I was opening up to receiving information again. And I was noticing the information coming in was information in support of the goals that I needed to achieve. And so it didn't feel like random information just attacking my brain all the time. It felt like purposeful little gifts, you know, from the universe saying, I know that you have to work on this initiative. Here's some information that you should read on this. And it could come through emails. I had somebody gift me a book to do with it. And it was all information that was useful and purposeful towards my goals. And I felt good about receiving it. I felt, you know, I wasn't blocking it anymore. It was coming in. It was useful, purposeful, and allowed me to feel energized and meet my goals. And not only at work, it also fed my creative energy. And I started coming up with new creative ideas and activities to do. It fed my energy to play with my kids. It fed my energy to get up and do exercise. It just really kind of unlocked everything in terms of my energetic field. And so that was my recent experience with an energetic block. And today, what I want us to focus on is the idea of transformation. So last week, we talked a little bit about change management and how there's this push and this pull. And the push being, you know, we don't really like having these blocks, let's get rid of them. My push was, I really don't want to feel foggy-minded anymore. I don't like this feeling. I want to get rid of it. That was my push to reach out to my friend and say, hey, can you help me out here? And then we talked about the pull. And the pull last week was all about you finding out what was possible. Now that you've gotten rid of these blocks, what is possible for you? And in my scenario, what was possible, and it's a story for another time, but actually that whole experience was how I wound up starting podcasts. It kind of unblocked a couple of things for me and led me down this path to trying my hand at podcasting. And so that's how I'm here talking to you today. So your pull came through last week through your guided visualization. So we've talked about the push, we've talked about the pull, and we've identified the pull. But now let's transform ourselves. Let's transform our energetic field so that we are able to align with our pull, align with what's possible, align with our life's purpose or whatever goal. It doesn't have to be life's purpose if that's too big for you right now. It could be a really more day-to-day goal, which is completely fine. But let's change our energetic field, the flow of our energy, to align with what's possible. So it's all about transformation. So we're going to get started. So I'm going to get you now to get comfortable. Again, you can be sitting, you can be lying down, whatever position is most comfortable for you. And then when you get into that position, just start taking a deep breath in and taking a deep breath out. And when you're ready, you can just close your eyes or soften your gaze. And then take a deep breath in. And deep breath out. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. And deep breath in. And deep breath out. Now I want you to bring your attention down to your feet. I want you to imagine the roots growing out from the soles of your feet, pushing into the earth, and making their way all the way down to the core of the earth. And once they get there, just imagine them wrapping themselves around the core of the earth, keeping you solidly grounded. Now, I want you to think of all the wonderful transformation that the earth does and makes. And I want you to imagine all of that energy, all that transforming energy being pulled up through your roots as you take a deep breath in, making its way all the way to your feet. And as you continue to deeply inhale and exhale, just imagine all that transformative energy making its way up, up through your shins, through your knees, through your thighs, through your hips, through your stomach, up your spine, through your chest and your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Breathe it into your neck and your jaw, your nose, your forehead, and your crown. And as you continue breathing in and out, I want you to imagine all of that transformative energy making its way up to your crown and accumulating there and forming a beautiful lotus flower. It can be any color you want. And I want you to imagine it, if it's not already, opening it up, all the petals unfurling, being open, facing up to the sky. And I want you to imagine a beam of light coming out of that lotus flower, going up into the sky, up into the universe, and connecting to your higher self. And I want you to imagine that beam of light gently wrapping itself around your higher self, I want you to imagine all the knowledge and wisdom and all the ability to transform that exists in your higher self. And as you continue to deeply breathe in and out, I want you to imagine pulling down all of that knowledge, wisdom, and transformative energy down your beam of light, down through the lotus flower. Down through your head, your face, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, down through your spine, your hips, your upper legs, your knees, your calves, your feet, connecting to your roots, so that you're now completely connected to the earth and to your higher self. Take a deep breath in and deep breath out. And deep breath in Deep breath out. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. And as you exhale, imagine your favorite room. Imagine yourself in your favorite room. It can be the same room that you've been in before or a different room. Whatever room you're in today is the right room for you. I want you to take a moment to look around and notice what's on the walls, what's on the floor, what shape is the room, what colors are in the room. And as you're looking around, I want you to notice on the wall in front of you, there's a door. I invite you to go to the door now. Open it and walk through. And notice that you're in a forest. There is a path. On either side are beautiful trees, reaching up to the sky and creating a canopy overhead, protecting you, keeping you safe. I want you to imagine that you're walking along the path, and as you're putting one foot in front of the other, take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. I want you to notice along the path to your left, there's a little turn in the path that's leading you to a campsite. There's a campfire there, some comfortable chairs. I invite you to walk towards this campsite. I want you to notice that there's a box near one of the chairs around the campfire. I invite you to go to that box now and open it up. And as you open it up, notice what's inside. It's a blanket. Big, beautiful, quilted blanket. I want you to pick up the blanket and hold it to you. As you're hugging the blanket, I want you to remember last week in your guided visualization, what came to you in terms of what is now possible for you. So think about this. And I want you to imagine that thought forming in your crown, the top of your head. And I want you to imagine it coming out of your head like a thought bubble, like one you might see in a comic strip. Allow that thought bubble to come out of your head, float down to where you're hugging the blanket in your arms. Just let the blanket absorb that thought. Now I want you to think about what is possible for you now. But this time, bring that thought to your third eye, that spot in the middle of your forehead. So just imagine what is possible for you. And bring that thought to your third eye. Now I want you to imagine that thought coming out of your third eye as a bright, beautiful orb of light. And that light shining on everything around you. And I want you to imagine that orb floating down towards the blanket in your arms. And I want you to imagine that blanket absorbing that beautiful orb of light. And as it does this, the blanket becomes just that much brighter. Now I want you to imagine what is possible for you now. And bring that idea down to your throat. And if you can, identify any words, sentences that you would associate with what is possible for you now, forming them in your throat. And I want you to imagine them coming out from your throat as words and floating down to the blanket in your arms and the blanket absorbing them. Again, I want you to think about what is possible for you now. And bring that idea down into your heart. And I want you to imagine what is possible coming out from your heart in a balloon, a heart-shaped balloon filled with air. I want you to imagine that balloon getting absorbed by that blanket in your arms. Next, I want you to imagine again what is possible for you now. And bring that idea down into your solar plexus, down into your stomach area, right above your belly button. And I want you to imagine what is possible comes out of that area of your body as a golden thread, almost golden wire that can conduct electricity. Very, very thin, though. And I want you to imagine that ball of golden thread or wire getting absorbed by your blanket. Now, all of a sudden, your blanket is threaded with this very, very thin gold thread or wire that conducts a little bit of electricity all throughout the blanket, sparking energy. And again, I want you to imagine what is possible now for you. I want you to bring that idea down to just below your belly button, to your sacral chakra. I want you to imagine that coming out of you. Just a a spray bottle full of water, beautiful, old-fashioned, like an old-fashioned perfume bottle. And I want you to imagine that old-fashioned perfume bottle coming close to your blanket and just spraying that liquid, gentle mist over your blanket. Making it feel fresh and alive. One last time, I want you to imagine what is possible. And this time, bring the thought all the way down to your root chakra, to your feet. I want you to notice under your feet, you're actually standing on a piece of cloth. A circular cloth. And if you step off of the cloth and look at the circle, you'll notice that there's an emblem on it, something that represents the earth for you. It could be the earth, the planet. It could be a tree, flower. If you believe in the healing powers of crystals, it could be a crystal. Anything that for you represents the earth. So notice that that emblem is on that piece of cloth. Now I want you to notice that that piece of cloth is starting to float in the air and coming towards your blanket. And as the blanket absorbs it, I want you to notice that that shape, that emblem, is now on your blanket. Holding your blanket, I want you to turn around and notice two trees spaced about 6 feet apart. And in between those two trees, the hammock. I want you to walk over to that hammock now. And take your blanket, wrap it around yourself, almost like it's a cocoon, and settle yourself down into the hammock. For the next few minutes, I'm going to turn on some music for you. I'll stop talking. And I just want you to live in that cocoon feeling of the blanket with all of your potential and all that's possible and with all the support from the elements wrapped around you, working towards aligning your energetic field with your goal, with what's possible. And so just lie there and experience this cocooning. And when the music is over, I'll come back. And we'll continue. And as the music has now come to an end, I invite you to come back towards the sound of my voice. I want you to imagine sitting up in your hammock. Now standing up and taking the blanket and putting it aside. I want you to notice beautiful wings growing out from your back, spreading wide. Take a minute to notice what color they are, what shape. Are they sparkling? However they are, they're exactly right for you. And I want you to imagine that the trees are moving for you, clearing a path, a field for you to be able to take off and fly. So I want you to imagine taking flight, flying around. Feel the air on your wings, the air through your hair. Feel how light your body feels. Don't be afraid to fly fast or fly slow. Do pirouettes in the air if you want. Just have fun with your new wings. And as you're flying around, just feel that sense of freedom. Notice how high you are. Just feel that sense of potential with what you can do with your new wings. And when you're ready, you can come back down. Gently land by your hammock and by your blanket. You'll always be able to come back to this spot, to this blanket, to this hammock, whenever you need to. This is your camping spot. And when you're ready, I invite you to get back on the path, heading back towards the door that leads to your favorite room. Taking one step after another, taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out with every step. And when you get to your door, you can open it up, walk through, and find yourself back in your favorite room. I invite you to have a seat in a chair or sofa. And when you're comfortable, I invite you to bring attention to your crown, to the lotus flower that's on top of your crown. And just check to see if it's open too wide or not wide enough. It's up to you to determine what's appropriate. You feel that it's open too wide, you can close it up a little bit. Or if it's found its way to a closed position and you want to open it up a little, you can do that too. Now I want you to bring attention down to your forehead. Down to your ears, your nose, your jaw. Maybe relax your jaw a little bit. If you're clenching your teeth, relax them. Bring attention to your neck. Maybe just move your head from side to side a little bit. Bring attention down to your shoulders. Maybe roll them backwards and forward. Bring attention to your arms and your hands. Wiggle your fingers around a little bit. Bring attention to your back, moving around your spine. Bring an attention down to your hips, to your knees, to your feet, wiggling your toes a little bit. And when you're ready, you might want to stretch your arms in front of you and clasp your fingers, intertwining them. And just bring your arms all the way up over your head and give yourself a big stretch. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and start to pay attention to the room around you. If you have water, you can have a drink. And just start to slowly bring yourself back into full consciousness. And as you're starting to find your way back into full consciousness, if you have a book nearby or pen and paper to jot down your ideas, I invite you to grab it now. And we'll move into our three questions. So the first question, of course, is what did you notice? What came out for you? What was important? So take a minute to think about, again, from the beginning, what did your room look like? Do you think that was an important piece in the guided visualization today for you? Think about your campsite. What did that look like? Was it a typical campsite? Was it something different? And as we worked our way through all of the chakras, and when I asked you to work your way through and think about what was possible and then bring it through your crown or bring it through your third eye, bring it through your solar plexus. Did anything stand out for you then? And what about how you felt when you were cocooned in the blanket? Did that feel comfortable for you? Were you excited? Did you feel a bit restricted? And then, of course, as we move into the second question, why might that be important for you? Why did those things come through for you today, do you think? And remember, it's okay if you don't have an answer for these things. They're just things to think about. And sometimes you might think that you should have an answer for something, like it's at the tip of your tongue, but you just can't quite express it. And what I like to do with that is I like to just sit on it. I just like to say, okay, I know I've paid attention to it. I know that this thing is important. I have no idea why it's important. I can't connect it right now. It's not quite clear for me in my mind. So I'll just sit on it and then I'll just watch it unfold over the next days or weeks. And usually something will happen to make me realize why that came through, or the pieces will finally fit together. Maybe there's just a missing piece of the puzzle right now, and that's why you can't get it to quite fit. So you give it some time, and these pieces of puzzles don't just come through meditation. They can come through just your everyday interactions. So we don't only have epiphanies through meditation. It's just that sometimes through meditation, our minds are clearer, and so we're ready to listen to the epiphany. We can hear it better, clearer. But I think we've all had the experience where we're in the shower, and we have these great ideas. So that can happen to you anywhere, in any situation. You could be in a meeting and somebody says something and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this makes so much sense now. Even if it has nothing to do with the actual meeting that you're attending. So if it doesn't make sense to you right now, you hold on to it. Don't forget it. Just, you don't have to have the answer right away. And then just watch watch for the epiphany to come. It's always fun. So that, of course, is your second question in terms of why did whatever come through for you come through for you? And pay attention to how you felt in the cocoon. If your feelings were positive, like you felt that they were positive, not just like typical positivity, but you felt positive about being in the cocoon, and that's an indication potentially that you're ready for this change and you're excited and you're, you know, looking forward to it. But if you feel apprehensive in the cocoon, or you felt kind of locked in or tied up, or like cocooned, but in a bad way, that is also an indication. Maybe you're not quite ready for this transformation, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that you'll never be ready. It just might mean that for right now, you're not quite ready. You know, it's too soon. So that's fine. You just wait. Nobody's pushing you to go towards something that you're not ready to go towards. I'm a strong believer in you know yourself best. And so if you feel like you're not quite ready, and you're honest about that, and it's not just avoidance, if you're being honest that you're not quite ready, but you know, you have that feeling that you will be one day, then you wait for that day. If you feel like you're not ready because you are fearing the outcome, well, that's a different story, and it's probably not for this show, but fear is never a good indication of why you shouldn't do something. I shouldn't say that. Sometimes fear is good because it stops you from getting yourself into trouble, but I digress. We'll talk about it in another show. So that's your second question. Third question is, what can you start doing or stop doing that might help you with this transformation? So things came up for you today, and things came up for you in other days. Are you going to continue doing what you had set out at the beginning to do or stop doing? Or is it something new today? Are you adding on? Are you bringing another layer to what you've already started doing? The baby steps, right? Are you adding another little baby step in the direction of transformation? So think about that. I'd also like you to think about today, in addition to our three questions, just think about what's been happening for you in your day-to-day over these last 5 weeks together. You've been doing a lot of transforming of your energy field. And it would be interesting for you to reflect on what changes you've noticed are occurring in your life since you started focusing on your energy blocks, getting rid of them, looking at what's possible. So take some time to reflect, because I think one thing that we often forget to do when we're going through a transformation is we forget to look back and see how far we've come. And it's such an important piece of the whole transformation, because when you're in it, when you're in that change, all you are experiencing is that change. And it's not always a positive thing. Like you're in a state of not really knowing where you're going, right? Things aren't clear. And so it can be really frustrating because you're in this change process. But if you take a minute to look back and see where you started and where you're at now, and identify that change, what's different from then and now, it's really encouraging. Even if you've just done baby steps along the way, seeing that difference is hugely encouraging and sometimes can give you that boost moving forward. So take a minute this week to just look back. And that brings us to the end of today. So I hope you've enjoyed it. As always, I hope you've been able to pull something from it. And I hope you'll take the time to integrate it into your day-to-day life, always working towards growth and development. And where you can, get some yoga in, get some dancing in, get some good laughs in. I hope to see you next week. Next week, we're going to be doing some Reiki. So it's going to be a really chill week, a bit of rest and relaxation. So you won't have to be using your imagination quite so much. I hope to see you there. Take care. See you next week. Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram.